For each of us who are sitting here this morning, we welcome once again. And we ask that maybe you might be able to touch somebody who is close to you and just bless them. So the closest person to you, you don't need to get up, and just say, "The Lord bless you." The Lord bless you. Pretty often we sit beside someone and we don't even know where what their faces look like because we just sit. Kingdom of Heaven is about love. It is a wonderful thing to greet. The Bible says, brothers and sisters, to greet them. And so, regardless what is going on through our minds this morning, you just remember that you've heard the readings. And all that I intend to say anyway, and we thank God for it because wisdom is a very great gift. It is a treasure. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is a jewel of salvation. And so I can continue along that theme. You can stop me if you think it's not right, but I'm okay with that too. But I believe it is the theme, so I'm continuing with it. Wisdom is about discerning, the ability to discern good and evil, about making good decisions, wise decisions. And we heard about David. And this suggests that perhaps we may need to grow up and grow into wisdom. Not so. Not so. And I am saying nothing about persons my age who might be not very wise, even though we've reached this age. I have a lot to learn, I'm still learning. None of us are perfect, and we will continue to be students until the Lord calls us home. So today I just want to remind myself and us that it is okay to feel inadequate. It is okay. I want to encourage you to always desire God's best. Well, we know his best is salvation, but the first that comes onto that, apart from love, is the desire for wisdom. He's placed this in us, that we would want to have that wisdom. And he is very willing to give it to us as we ask. Wisdom is the meat of gifts. We heard that in the second reading. You know, I once knew a young pastor, an American guy whose father died and left him a church of 700 strong. And you know, in church we are of all types. And so the father died, he took over the church, and when we asked him, "How did you feel?" he said, "I felt vulnerable. I felt exposed. I felt inadequate. And I felt scared." Here's someone who was honest enough to admit he felt scared. Adults do feel scared. Sometimes. He had expectations of himself. But when you look deeper into the reason why he was feeling that way, he was thinking about and feeling the pressure of the people's expectations of him. Sometimes we put a lot of pressure on people unnecessarily. And there is no need. Instead of standing up beside them and shoring them up, what we do is take them down bit by bit. So me, being me, I asked, "So what was it like?" He says, "Well, the cynics, the critics, the wolves, the usurpers, they were all congregating at the wings, waiting for my downfall, and I didn't know who to trust because I didn't know who was who." So what did he do? We ask ourselves, what did he do? Well, he did what he saw his father do. Jesus did and said what he saw and heard the Father say. And that is why in his word, in his book, we need to do and say what we hear him say. Amen? Don't be afraid to shout him back at me, because I'm so used to it, it just comes out automatically. He went before God. He assessed his own self. He identified his own needs. And so he put it all before the Lord. And the Lord responded with wisdom. The Lord responded to him so greatly that his church is now a massive church, thousands strong. I'm not bothered about numbers too much, but when they fall very, very low, then the resources to keep the church is very hard to do. But we're talking about wisdom. Praise the Lord. The patriarch Moses was sent to do a job in which he felt inadequate. He was in a similar position to this young pastor. And Moses, being older and wiser and smart, knew that he had to speak with God and say to God what he was feeling inside. He went before the Lord. He asked for God's best resource, which is God with him. And God responded. God gave him that and more. God was always there when the miracles occurred, because it was God's spirit that was doing it, not Moses. It is not our pastors that do things. It's the Lord God we serve through us in Jesus' name. And it is the Lord of wisdom that allows you to hear and to understand what he is saying. And we pray that he will enable us to truly understand so that we can use that wisdom wisely. God gave him a slice of his own self, his own character. Desiring the spirit of wisdom is an excellent thing. As I said, it is the meat of salvation gifts. So it is okay to desire it. In fact, it is your right to desire wisdom. It is not a mysterious thing, as some churches teach. This is a mysterious thing. We mustn't go there. I'm not speaking against churches. I'm simply saying to you that there is no mystery in it anymore. Jesus broke through that veil when he came 2,000 plus years ago. You can ask for wisdom at any time, at any age. Because wisdom is not for self, it is for the use of God in his kingdom. It is the Spirit of God himself made available to you. So desire it, won't you? Desire the Spirit of wisdom. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verses 3 to 12, Solomon was only 20 years old, so we can understand why he was saying the things he was saying. He was 20 years old when he was anointed by his father to be heir and king. Solomon needed the wherewithal, as we all need the wherewithal. He had to manage the nation of Israel and Judah combined, and that was not easy. He would have to guard against rebellion. He would have to be effective in commerce, as I ought to say, and international trade. He would have to oversee great architecture and the building of temple and things like that, and yet maintain his integrity. Oh, I don't know. I would be seeming calm on the surface, maybe as I am now, I'm peddling very much at the bottom below the waves, so I can understand him. He was at that age where he would have been full of enthusiasm, ready to go, youthful energy, but not much life experience. Can you see that? How was he going to enter his father's shoes? That would have been a thought in his mind. His father, David, was an accomplished musician, a psalmist, a poet, but a very shrewd and dynamic and fearless statesman. More than that, he was loved by many. But especially by God. When God loves you so much and you love God so much, he is there with you, beside you, all the time. By his Spirit of Jesus, he is in you. And you have to have the wisdom to know that that's what you need to do. We don't say, as Easterners say, oh, the truth is inside you. What we say is, What we say is that wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, is here with us. Ready to be tapped, ready to go with us, spirit of wisdom, to go even before us and prepare the way. We give God praise for that. And so Solomon didn't do what many would have done. What would you have done? He didn't do what you think you would have done in the first instance. He put God first. He didn't bear himself to the people. He didn't curry favor, nor beg for support. Oh, I need support. Please support me. People feel under pressure when you ask them. They should know that they should be the one to offer, because they're kingdom people. As kingdom people, you want to help each other for the sake of the kingdom, for the glory of God. So Solomon did what he had seen his father do. That has come in our reading, and we are now hearing it again. Praise the Lord. He went before God at Gibeon, the high place. But in Solomon's mind, he knew that that particular altar is where he would go to worship God. There were many other altars, but this is not for today. He gave God his utmost in worship. When we come to church, we give God our utmost in worship. We don't care who is beside us, what they're thinking, and why we should not raise our voices in worship. We will not be hindered by what others are thinking. We will be worshiping God in spirit and in truth. God says he is looking for true worshipers. Praise God. And he sees the heart. Amen. A place where no man can see. And so he gave his utmost in sacrifice, in worship. 1,000 burnt offerings. I wish I had as much to be able to give. Because giving for me is easy. I was brought up that way. But in his heart, he had a deep desire. In his heart, he wanted wisdom. In his heart, he knew that if he could understand people, if he could come to a point where he can understand people, he would be able to cope with his grief. So Solomon desired wisdom. But he didn't say wisdom. In another reading, it does say. But in this reading that we have, he asked for the ability to be able to discern right and wrong. So we say it's wisdom. Praise the Lord. He knew he needed profound knowledge of human nature to be able to survive at that age, and so many people all looking and waiting and wanting. So that night, having done his best and given his best, exhausted, he went to sleep. And during his sleep, the Almighty God, Jehovah Elohim, visited him in his dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the same way, it wasn't a new way, it was the same way that God visited the prophets of old and those in the past. Numbers 12 and 6, sometime you must read that. And so this wouldn't have been a new thing for Solomon. Those who are not of the Spirit of God or followers of Jesus will say, well, this was a mystical thing. This was a yogic experience. This was a control, mind control. No. It was pure. It was pure. It was divine. It was righteous. It was direct. It was immediate. God communicating with man at a time when the body is at rest, when the reasoning powers are less active because it's still working, and when we are more open to hearing from the Spirit of God. At this point, I say it is wisdom to guard against hypnosis. You've heard me. I know all about these things. I'm trained in all of these things, and I know that, praise the Lord, God has brought me to a place where you don't want to think about these things anymore. No, change comes from God. Change comes from the Word of God. Change comes from the wisdom that God will plant in you. That you want more wisdom, you will read His Word. And the Lord God Almighty will act upon you in that way. Praise God. God gave Solomon the ability to choose my word. In life, we don't give people ability to choose. Sometimes we are dictatorial. Sometimes we are ever so powerful. But God gave him the ability to choose. God already knew what he wanted. But God, being a good father, praise the Lord, knew that Solomon needed something special. And Solomon must remember that it was his spirit that gave it to him. It wasn't just any old dream. When you choose wisdom, it must be for God's glory and nothing else. Wisdom is not about wanting to know more than others, wanting to perform better than others. I'm not bothered about performing. My brief is to speak God's word. That's all I'm called to do. It is not for selfish nature, so that people can see how much you know. The Bible is simple enough for us to be able to understand. And he says, if you don't understand, ask God. When his spirit comes in you, he will teach you all truth. Is that not so? Somebody? Praise the Lord. Oh, I love it. Praise the Lord. Say it again. Yes. Praise God. Yes. In the presence of the Lord, there is liberty, according to the word of God. God allowed Solomon to choose. In the choosing, he would verbalize his need. In the choosing, he would be communicating with the living God. He wasn't able to do that by himself. The Holy Spirit enters your dream. As God enters your dream, they're one person, praise the Lord, together with the Son. Amen. And so he would help you, even in your dream state. Hallelujah. I get so excited sometimes. Word of God is wonderful. It is medicine. It is food. Sometimes it's like a hammer. Oh, sometimes it can cut through when it touches the place where you are. And sometimes it can soothe. It's gentle. It's healing. So Solomon, with the help of the Holy Spirit, remembered the Lord, his shepherd, that his father had talked about and prayed to. Remember that he was a servant of God just as his father was a servant of God. He remembered that God is the source of all gifts, all good gifts. Solomon remembered his greatest wish then, and he desired an understanding heart. That's humility. I'm not going to say wisdom. I'm going to say an understanding heart. And that was what he asked for. Lord, give me an understanding heart that I may understand people, understand the things they do, they say. I will not conclude that they're meaning something when that's not what they mean. But and so by understanding them, I'll be able to interact with them, Lord. I'll be able to reach them at a deeper level. He asked the Lord for leadership skills, good leadership skills, to service the nation. And God was so pleased with Solomon. God was so pleased with him. God imparted wisdom there and then. God imparted it to him right at that time, there and then in his dream. Oh, we give God glory. Amen. Solomon was in bed. He went to bed a child, a milk drinker. A milk drinker of human nature. Milk drinker in understanding and leadership skills. In a milk drinker in understanding people. He went to bed a milk drinker. Somebody say milk drinker. Just to encourage me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But he woke up. Solomon woke up a different person, a born-again person. Solomon woke up a meat eater, a man with inner strength, a man with maturity beyond his 20 years. Oh, I'm still learning. So thank God that he's able to give maturity skills at an early age. We praise God. I asked for the Lord once, to the Lord once, And when I was 22, I was given my first leadership position. I tell you, I didn't take it. I didn't ask for it. I wanted to go to do further studies. If I was smart, if I had wisdom, I would have accepted it, knowing that God had given it. When the Lord speaks to us, what he says is truth. What he says is for now. What he says is for your use. When you use it wisely. You use it for the kingdom of God. Amen? Us today, we look forward to that time when we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ, ruling with him in eternity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I call you saints today. Amen? Saints? Don't remain a milk drinker. Don't remain in the state that you are. Don't be afraid to work for God, to service his kingdom. Don't be afraid to feel inadequate. Don't be afraid. God wants to bless you, even right now, as you're sitting there. And I believe that he is doing it right now. If you just let him have his way, he's doing it right now. It's up to you to receive in Jesus' name. I want you to take up your Bible. You don't need to lift it high. Just hold it in your hand on your lap. Praise the Lord. You have in your hand the written word of God. You have in your hand God's wisdom, his power. It is called the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. You have in your hand every promise that God has ever made. It is up to you to ask for wisdom so that you'll be able to access it. Praise the Lord. You have in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the best and most wonderful gift, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary. Dear friends, he gave his life for you, died for you, shed his blood for you, just so that you would be able to access God's ultimate. Your only sacrifice that you need to make is to give God time and service and support those around you. Give God space in your heart that he will take his place and sit there to enable you to work for his kingdom people. To worship God and to glorify God, that's all it is about. That's why you need wisdom. And if wisdom is the thing that you think you most lack this morning, and I need more myself, praise the Lord, just ask for it. Agatha says, just ask for it. Ask for it. The Bible says, in all of your getting, get what? Understanding. Have the word of wisdom. You need to understand it. But together, it is all one. Praise the Lord. Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, and verse 31 to 33 says, put God first. And that is what all of the patriarchs did. All of those of wisdom did. They put God first. And when you put God first, everything that is good will be added unto you. Oh, what a God we serve. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, just ask God. Ask for it. And he will give you what? Liberally. Not a pinch. He's not greedy. He will give you as much as you can manage. Praise God. Jesus said, ask in his name. So you know what to do. We ask God in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, if you ask in that way, he will give it. Praise the Lord. Another place he says, God will do it. He says he will do it in Jesus' name. Paul said, if you believe, you shall have. And if you know that you have it, then all things are what? Possible. All things are what? Possible. All things are possible for Agatha today. You can say that for yourself if you choose to, praise God. But all things are possible for Agatha today. Father, I give you praise. Wisdom is a precious jewel, just to reflect now on what we've said. It is word of power, praise the Lord. It is given to us from God, the source of all good gifts. And you don't have to wait for it. You can ask for it at any age. Wisdom says, ask, seek, knock. Wisdom says, just ask for it. Ask and you shall receive, just like the young pastor. Ask and you shall receive, just like Moses. Ask and you shall receive, just like David. Ask and you shall receive, just like Solomon. The catalog is long. If he did it for them, he will do it for you. He will do it for you. He's promised to do it for you. He gave them liberally, and I know he will give to you liberally this morning. And may the Spirit of God be with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.